Shlishi. Vayar Yosef, and Yosef saw ki Yoshes Aviv Yad Yeminoi al Rosh Ephraim. Yosef saw that Yaakov placed his right hand on the head of Ephraim. Vayero ve'enov, it displeased him. Vayismoich Yad Aviv, and he then supported the hand of Yaakov, the right hand of Yaakov, which was on the head of Ephraim. He took it off the head of Ephraim and supported it in the air. Lahasir oisa mi'al rosh Ephraim, to remove it from the head of Ephraim, al rosh Menashe, and to place his right hand on the head of Menashe. Vayomer Yosef el Aviv, and Yosef said to his father, Loichein Avi, not so my father, ki zeh ha-bechor, Menashe is the Bechor, sim yemincha al roshoi, place your right hand on his head. Why is your right hand on the head of Ephraim? And the Mepharshim discuss, why was it first now that Yosef said, Loichein Avi? Why didn't Yosef stop his father earlier, before Pasuk Tesvav took place, before Yaakov benched Menashe and Ephraim with his right hand on the head of Ephraim? Yosef should have spoken up much earlier. Why did he wait until now? And this is how Lemaisa the Ravam learns. He learns that the Psukim are out of order. Really, when Yosef said, Loichein Avi, this took place before Pasuk Tesvav, before Yaakov benched the Na'orim, Menashe, and Ephraim. But the Kli Yakar learns that there is a reason why Yosef waited until after the Bracha to say, Loichein Avi. Because Yosef thought that maybe there was a good reason why Yaakov placed his left hand on Menashe. Maybe Yaakov thought that the left hand was more chashuv, was more important, because a person's heart is towards his left side. And therefore he wanted to put his left hand, which represents the lev, which represents the ruchnius of a person, and that should be on the head of Menashe. But his right hand, which represents the kaved, the liver, which is toward the right side, which represents gashmius, that would be on the head of Ephraim. Maybe that's the reason why Yaakov placed his left hand on Menashe and his right hand on Ephraim. But once Yosef saw the bracha, which Yaakov gave to Menashe and Ephraim, and he saw there was no difference between the brachas. Yaakov did not give a special bracha of ruchnius to Menashe and a bracha of gashmius to Ephraim. He didn't do that. So that was not the reason why he placed his left hand on Menashe and right hand on Ephraim. It was only then, when he saw that both of them received the same bracha, that's when he said, Loichein Avi, it must be that my father is making a mistake by placing his right hand on the head of Ephraim. Vayemoyin Aviv, and his father refused. Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Yodati vini yodati, I know, my son, that Menashe is the Bechor. Gam hu yiyeh la'om, he will also become a nation. V'gam hu yigdol, and he will also become great. Gidoin will come forth from him, which nisim will be done through Gidoin. But, ve'ulam bot, achiv hakotoin yigdal mimenu, his younger brother Ephraim will be even greater than Menashe, because from Ephraim will come forth Yahushua, who will lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael and teach them Torah. Vizaroi, and the offspring of Ephraim, namely Yahushua, Yiyeh Meloi HaGoyim, his fame will fill up the nations. When Yahushua will stop the sun in Givon and the moon in Emek Ayaloin, everybody will talk about it, and his fame will be Meloi HaGoyim. Vayavorechem Bayom HaHuleimor, and he benched them on that day, saying, Becha, in each one of you, Yevorech Yisrael, will Klal Yisrael bench their children, Lamor saying, when one will want to give a bracha to his child, he will bench in Ephraim and Menashe, by saying, Yisimcha Elokim, Hashem should make you Kephraim v'chavanashe, like Ephraim and like Menashe. Vayosem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe, and Yaakov placed Ephraim before Menashe. The reason why the Torah tells us this is because in the future, the Torah wants us to place Ephraim before Menashe in two more instances. Firstly, by the Degolim, when the Yidden will camp around the Mishkan, there will be on each side of the Mishkan three Degolim. And on one side will be Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin. So over there, the order will be Ephraim first, then Menashe, then Binyamin. Ephraim before Menashe. And also by the Nesiim, when the Mishkan was put up for the first time on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Nesiim brought the first Karbonos, the inaugurating Karbonos of the Mishkan. And the Pasuk is telling us over here that by these Karbonos, Ephraim's Karbon should come before Menashe's Karbon. Vayosem es Ephraim lufnei Menashe, by the Degolim and by the Chanukas HaNesiim. Yonasan ben Uziel is bothered by the Loshon HaPosuk, Vayevorachim Bayomahu. He blessed them on that day. Why does the Pasuk say Bayomahu? He learns Bayomahu is referring to the day of a Bris Milah. By every Bris Milah, we mention that Ephraim came before Menashe. By every Bris Milah, we say, Zeha Kotoin Gadol Yeh. This small child will become great. Because we are referring to Ephraim, who was the Katan, who became the Gadol. He was the younger one, but received the bracha with the right hand of Yaakov. He was a Katan that became a Gadol. And we also say, by every Bris Milah, Zeha Kotoin Gadol Yeh, referring to Ephraim. And that's what Bayomahu means. Bayomahu, on this day, the day of a Bris Milah, we also mention the Milah of Ephraim. Some of Farshim ask, why do we bench today with the bracha of Ephraim and Menashe? When one blesses his child, he says, Yisimcha Elokim k'Ephraim v'ch'Menashe. Why do we use the bracha of Ephraim and Menashe? We see by each one of the avos that Hashem gave the same bracha. By Avram it says, V'nivruchu v'chol kol mishpachos v'adama. They were blessing you, all the mishpachos of the Adama. And the same bracha was given to Yitzchak and to Yaakov. So why do we bench in Ephraim and Menashe if this bracha was already given to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? We should say, Yisimcha Elokim ke Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Some answer that we specifically want our children to get a bracha to be like Ephraim and Menashe. Because the maila of Ephraim and Menashe was that they were brought up in Mitzrayim in the Golos, and they did not learn from their surroundings. This is the bracha that we give our children. You shall be like Ephraim and Menashe, who did not learn from their surroundings and did not become like the people around them. You also should be like that in the Golos. Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, and Yaakov said to Yosef, Hine anoichi meis, I am about to die. V'hoyo elokim imochem, Hashem should be with you. V'heishev eschem, and he should return you el eretz aviseichem, to the land of your fathers. Then Yaakov said, since you, Yosef, are busying yourself with my burial, with my kfura, v'ani nosati lecho, as a reward, I am giving you Shechem, the city of Shechem, Achad, which will be a chelik echad, an extra portion, al achecho, more than your brothers are getting. Since you are going to be busy with my kfura, I am willing to give you the city of Shechem as a place where you will be buried. Asher lakachti miyad ha-emori, this city of Shechem, which I have taken from the hand of the Emori, becharbi with my sword, uvekashti, and my bow. When Shimon and Levi killed the people of Shechem, all the surrounding cities came to take revenge and engage in battle with Yaakov and his children. And Yaakov fought them off with his sword and his bow. This city of Shechem that I took away from the Amori, Becharvi Uvekashti, I am giving you as a reward for being busy with my burial. I am giving you a Makam Kevura because you are being Isaac in my Kevura. According to this Pshat, the word Shechem literally means the city of Shechem. The Mefarshim ask that from this Rashi it's mashma that Yaakov had to fight off all the surrounding cities, the cities around Shechem, who came to wage war against the Bnei Yaakov after Shimon v'Levi destroyed Shechem. But if you look in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Hei, it's mashma that there was just a fear of Hashem in all the surrounding cities and nobody started up with the Bnei Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Vayihi chitas elekim, and the fear of Hashem was al ha'orim asher sivoy sehem, on the cities that surrounded them, v'lo radfu achare Bnei Yaakov, and they did not run after the Bnei Yaakov. So how can Rashi say over here that there was a war and Yaakov had to fend off these surrounding nations? Ramban learns that really what took place is like Rashi says over here. And the Pasuk over there in Parshas Vayishlach is being mekatzer, is using an abbreviated version of what happened. The Pasuk says the fear of Hashem was on all these cities, but does not say why. The reason why there was a fear of Hashem was because Yaakov came out with his cherev and his keshes to fight off these nations, and that's why there was a chitas elikim. And really the Pasuk does shtim with Rashi's pshat over here. Rashi brings down a second pshat in the word Shechem, that Shechem means a chelek, a portion. And this is how the Pasuk reads, V'ani nosati lecho Shechem achar al achecho. I am giving you one extra chelek, one extra portion, more than your brothers. You are getting the Bechira, in which your Shevet will be divided into two. Asher lakachti miyado Amori, that I took from Esav, who was called Amori. Why was Esav called Amori? Either because he did Maisa Amori, he acted like Emori, like the Goyim, or because he tricked his father Be'imrei Fi with the words of his mouth. He tricked his father into thinking that he was a tzaddik Be'imrei Fi with the words of his mouth. That's why Esav was called Emori. So the pasuk is saying that I am giving you the Bechira, which is a chelik echad more than your brothers. The Bechira that I took away from Esav. Becharbi uvekashti. Becharbi means with my chokhmah, with my wisdom. Uvekashti, and with my bakosha, with my tefillah. It was through my wisdom and my tefillahs that I was able to take away the Bechira from Esav. And now I am giving the Bechira of Reuven to you, Yosef, in which your shevet will be divided into two. Zot Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph. Lo filalti, lo milo ani libi. My heart was not filled lachshev machshava to even think a thought she'era ponecha oid that I will ever see your face again. Pilalti losha machshava. It is an expression of machshava, thinking. Kemoi havi etza. Produce an idea. Asi falila. Do some thinking. Vayotze Yosef oisam, and Yosef took them out from between the knees of Yaakov, la'acher shenoshkom, after he kissed them, hoitziem, he took them out, me'im birkov, from the knees, in between the knees of Yaakov, k'dei liyash from zel yomim v'zel esmoil, to set them up, one to the right and one to the left, lismech yodav aleim ulevorchem, so Yaakov can place his hands on them and bless them, v'yishtachu la'apov, and he bowed down before Yaakov, kishechozo la'achorov milifnei ovim, when he moved backwards from before his father, then, as a gesture of respect, he bowed down to his father, like the Be'er Yitzchak explains in this Rashi. And Ephraim b'minoi mismel Yisrael, Ephraim was on Yosef's right, which was on the left side of Yaakov, habolik ras chaveroi, one who comes opposite his friend, yiminoi keneged smol chaveroi. His right hand is opposite the left of his friend. V'kivin shuha b'chor, miyumen lebrochom. Since Menashe was the Bechor, therefore he was placed on the right side of Yaakov in order that Yaakov should place his right hand on Menashe during the Bracha. Sike les yada. He moved his hands with intelligence. Kidagumai ach geminun. He made wise his hands. Beheskel v'chochma. With intelligence and with wisdom. Hiskel es yada v'lekach. He made wise his hands for this. Umidas. And deliberately placed his hand in this way. He knew that Menashe was the firstborn, and still he did not place his right hand on the head of Menashe. The Malach that regularly was sent to me during the times of my distress, like the Pasuk says, the Malach Hashem said to Yaakov in a chaloim, Yaakov, I am the God of Bezkel. So we see a Malach was sent to Yaakov during his times of distress. So this Malach should bench Esana Orim, Menashe and Ephraim, referring to Menashe and Ephraim, v'yidgu, and they should multiply kidogim, like fish, halalu, sheparim v'rovim, that multiply, v'ein ayin haro shaletas bohem, and an evil eye has no effect on them. Vayismach Yad Oviv, and Yosef supported the hand of his father, Herima Me'al Rosh Benoi, he picked his right hand off the head of his son Ephraim, V'tamcha B'yodai, and he supported it in his own hand. Yodati v'ni yodati. Yaakov said, I know my son, Shehu HaBechor, that Menashe is the firstborn. Gam hu yiyeh la'am. He will also become a nation, and a great person will emerge from him. She'osib Gidoin latzeis mimenu. Gidoin will come forth from him. She'akadosh Baruch Hu oisa neis al yodai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do nisim, miracles, through him. But ve'ulam achiv hakatan yigdal mimenu, his younger brother Ephraim will be even greater. She'asid Yeshua latzis mimenu, because Yeshua will come forth from Ephraim. She'yanchil es ha'oretz, who will inherit the land for Klal Yisrael. Ve'yilmai Torah liYisrael, and will teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Ve'zaroi and his children, referring to Yehoshua, yeh meloi hagoyim. Kol ha'olam yismale b'tzei shimoi u'shmoi, the whole world will become full when it will come out his reputation and his name. Kishiyamud chama begivoin, when Yeshua will stop the sun in Givoin, v'yoreach and the moon be'emek ayalon. B'chol yivorech Yisrael, in you Klal Yisrael will bench. Habo levorech esbonov yivorechem bebirchosam. One who will want to bless his children will bench his children bebirchosam with their bracha. V'yomer ish lebnoi, One will say to his son, Yisimcha lekim k'Ephraim v'chamenashe, you shall become like Ephraim and Menashe. Fayosim is Ephraim, and Yaakov placed Ephraim before Menashe, b'berchosoi in his bracha, lefnei Menashe before Menashe, lakdimoi b'degolim uv'chanukas anasim, in order to tell Klal Yisrael that in the future, by the degolim, Ephraim should be before Menashe, and degel machan Ephraim should be Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin, and by the chanukas anasim, Ephraim should bring his karbonos before Menashe. Va'ani nosati l'cho, l'fisha'ata tarech l'sasek b'kvurasi, since you are burdening yourself to be busy with my burial, v'gam ani nosati l'cho nachlo shetikar v'bo, I will also give you an inheritance that you will be buried in it. Ve'ezezu, what will that be? Shechem, the city of Shechem. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, v'es'atz mois Yosef, asher helu b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, the bones of Yosef, which the Yidden took out of Mitzrayim, karvu b'Shechem, they buried in Shechem. Shechem achar alachecho, according to this pshat, the word Shechem means Shechem mamish, the city of Shechem. He tielecho chelik echod yesera alachecho. She will be to you one extra portion more than your brothers have got. Becharvi v'kashti, Shechem that I took away from the Emori with my sword and with my bow. Kishaharugu Shimon v'Levi esanshe Shechem, when Shimon and Levi killed the people of Shechem, niskansu kol svivay sehem, all their surroundings, all the nations around Shechem, came lizdavig lohem to engage in battle against the Bnei Yaakov. V'chogu Yaakov klei milchoma kenegdon. And Yaakov took out his weapons and fought against them. So according to this pshat, the word Shechem means literally the city of Shechem. Davar acher, Rashi brings down a second pshat, Shechem achas, hi ha-bechayra. One portion means the bechayra. Sheyit lubonov shnei chalokim. His children will take two chalokim. V'shechem lashon cheliku, and the word Shechem means a portion. Ki targumai, like Targum explains. V'harba yesh loibim b'mikra. And we find many times in the Torah, in Tanakh, that the word Shechem means a chelik. Ki tishisemoy Shechem, when you will place them into portions. Zagrashi toshis soinai lefonei lechalokim, you will place my enemies before me in portions. Achalko Shechem, I will divide them into portions. Derech yiratzchu Shechemo, ish chalkoi, each one will take his portion. The roitzchim, the murderers, will take Shechemo, ish chalkoi, each one his portion. La'ovdo Shechem echod, to serve him as one portion. Asher lakachti miyad ha'amori, this bechira that I took from the Emori, miyad Esav, I took it from Esav, sha'osa ma'isa Emori, who is called Emori because he does ma'isim like Emori. Davar acher, shahid tzad aviv b'imrei fiv, because he captured and tricked his father with the words of his mouth. That's why he was called Emori. Becharvi uvekashti, I took away the bechira from Esav with my cherev and my keshes, which means he chachmasai utfilasai, with his wisdom and his prayer. Charbi is referring to wisdom. Kashti with a beis means bakosha, with my tefillah. With my wisdom and tefillah, I took the bechira away from Esav. Maskil David says that each one of these pshatim have a kasha on it. According to Rashi's first pshat, that Shechem means the city of Shechem. And the pasuk reads like this, V'ani nosati l'cho Shechem, and I am giving you Shechem, the city of Shechem, achad, which is a chelik echad, one extra portion, al achecha, more than your brothers. According to this pshat, the word chelik is missing from the pasuk. You have to add a word to the pasuk. Shechem, the city of Shechem, which is chelik achad al achecha, one more chelik than your brothers are receiving. So the kasha is why it doesn't say the word chelik in the pasuk. According to Rashi's second pshat, that the word Shechem means a portion. And the pasuk is saying that you, Yosef, are receiving an extra portion more than your brothers. You are receiving the Bechira. The pasuk continues to say that I am giving you the Bechira asher lakachti miyad ha'amori, that I took from Esav. Was Yaakov really giving Yosef the Bechira that he took from Esav? Yosef received the Bechira that Yaakov took away from Reuven. Since Reuven moved the bed of his father from the tent of Bilhah to the tent of Leah, therefore he lost the Bechira in the sense that his Shevet was not divided, and it was given to Yosef that Yosef's Shevet would be divided. So Yosef received the Bechira from Reuven, not the Bechira from Esau. So why does the Pasuk say, Asher lakachti miyad ha'amori, that I am giving you the Bechira from Esau, the one that I took from Emori, which is Esau? And if you're going to learn that the pshat in the pasuk is kasher lakachti miyad ha'amori, I am giving you Reuven's bechira, and you see that this is chashuv to me, kasher lakachti miyad ha'amori, just like I took away the bechira from Esav, I also took away the bechira from Reuven and gave it to you. According to that, the pasuk should have said, "Kasher lakachti miyado amori," and not "Asher lakachti."